safe. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a take from federal officials on the situation in East Palestine, Ohio, following that chemical train derailment 3 weeks ago. EPA Region 5 Administrator Deborah Shore giving an update a short time ago.
I'm pleased that there have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards and outdoor air quality remains normal.
Shore also says a railroad has been ordered to pause shipping waste off-site, and when waste is shipped, it will be subject to EPA review and approval. Authorities in Ukraine report new Russian strikes on cities in the east and south. This is a rally in support of Ukraine was held today on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, a day after the invasion of that country reached the one-year mark. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, spoke at the event.
We are talking about 365 days of heroic, almost impossible fight. Ukrainians put defending our homes, loved ones, our independence, our dignity, our sovereignty, freedom, and democracy.
The Biden administration on Friday approved another $2 billion in aid to Ukraine. China is accused of establishing about 100 secret police stations around the world to control Chinese nationals who stand up against the Chinese Communist Party. Fox's Brian Yenes is at one of them in New York City.
Controlling Chinese nationals and dissidents in front of one of those supposed secret police stations in Manhattan's Chinatown. Members of the House Select Committee on China's Communist Party rallied with dissidents, not only in condemning China, but calling on governments to do more to stop the CCP's transnational repression efforts.
House Republicans on the Select Committee on China are calling on the FBI to reveal what they know about these secret police stations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Access to certain medications will become more difficult amid the ongoing opioid crisis. Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
The Drug Enforcement Administration says it plans to reinstate policies requiring patients to see a doctor in person before being prescribed medication for attention deficit disorders or addictive painkillers. This includes for Vicodin, Oxycontin, Adderall, and Ritalin, drugs it says are most likely to be abused, meaning doctors will no longer be able to prescribe those medications over telehealth appointments. The DEA waiving these once longstanding requirements during the COVID-19 pandemic, allowing physicians to prescribe millions of prescriptions for those drugs over the phone or through virtual appointments. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One state is looking to increase protection for referees and other sports officials.
Bill 1496, proposed in the Arkansas House of Representatives, will look to broaden the definition of harming a sports official, changing the language to include injuring, physically contacting, or threatening a ref, umpire, or anyone regulating a sporting event. That same bill out of Arkansas looks to change penalties for violation from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class D felony. The specific change from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class D felony means the maximum penalty in Arkansas moves from up to 1 year in jail and a $2,500 fine to up to 6 years in jail and a $10,000 fine for violators. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Legislators in at least two states are trying to allow transgender people to keep records of their name change out of the public record to avoid possible cyberbullying. A bill in Washington would allow gender expression and identity as reasons to seal a petition for a name change. And a California bill would require the sealing of petitions by minors to change their name and gender on identity documents. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.